Hello, beautiful people. This is PrimroseCameron.com. And I am super excited, as I always am, because we are live and in living color right here on Cameron Chronicles. So I don't know about you, but I know about me. The year is going fast and furious, and I'm just trying to catch up. Where has September gone? Because I'm telling you, I have looked in my closet through and through, and I'm continuing to pull out the white shoes, the white bag, the white jeans, the white... Wait a minute. Labor Day has passed. But guess what? I'm doing it my way. So I encourage you to do the same. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to do it your way. Too often we conform to the who's who and the what's what and what we should do and what we shouldn't do and who said this on what day. And if it's Sunday, don't do this. And if it's Monday, don't do that. And oh my goodness, if it's Wednesday, don't do this. Guess what? Now is the time to do it your way. Because at the end of the day, the who's who and the what's what is not going to make or break your next decision. So why not take the time to reflect, look around, put on your white shoes, or your white shirt, your white jeans, your white back, whatever it is after Labor Day, break the rule and say, let me do it my way. So I will share with you a quick story that, you know, I've reflected on, and I think about all the things that I shouldn't have done and where I shouldn't have been. And I'll take you back a couple decades at least, where I was told that, you know what, Primrose? Now is not the time for you to complete your education. Now is the time for you to continue in your world of motherhood and just give all those books and stuff, just push them aside. And then I said to myself, wait a minute, if I push that aside, then what else am I putting by the wayside? And so even then I had to say to myself, I got to do it my way, because the world around me was counting on me. And when I mean the world around me, I'm talking about my son, right? And so if I had said that, oh no, and in fact, he was born after Labor Day, so what a coincidence. But if I had said that I should just conform, listen to, be about what the next person said, and just make sure I abide by all of the whatever rules somebody created on whatever day, then I can't tell you where I would have been now. And so luckily, thankfully, I've been always a little bit stubborn, right? I've always been a little bit selfish in the fact that not meant to hurt anybody, but making sure that I had done all things possible for me and mine. And so I encourage you today, let's not even go back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, because almost 30 years at this point. Let's go back 10 days, 10 hours, or 10 minutes ago. What have you not done because somebody said this is not your time? What have you allowed yourself to lose in the meanwhile because it didn't fit, or it didn't look right, or it didn't sound right, or it didn't match your image that, of course, was created by some other folks? What is it that you have told yourself no to when you should have been telling yourself yes? So I don't know about you, but I know about me. I am so glad I chose to do it my way. And so as the months go on in this beautiful 2019 year, you will realize a lot of people and a lot of things will come. And yep, you know it, they will go. But what you don't want to come and go are your dreams, your aspirations, your next steps, your goals. That vision board that you started at the beginning of the year did not stop at Labor Day. So allow it to keep going. Allow yourself to keep pushing. Allow yourself to do what is best for you and the circle around you. Because again, at the end of the day, none of that will matter anyway. So what will definitely matter, as I come to a close is the fact that you did it your way. As always, I am PrimroseCameron.com, and you heard it here first, guys and girls. Do it your way. You'll appreciate yourself afterwards. Have a great day now.